This has been Cybersecurity Month, and as a matter of fact, you were you attended, I believe, the North American Cybersecurity Conference.
That's right. It was Sunday evening was an event for some of the speakers, and then all day on Monday.
Yeah.
And there was actually a healthcare summit going on, kind of at the opposite end of Jefferson, down at the Rensselaer, and everybody was talking about cybersecurity because you know what? It matters to healthcare too.
Oh Lord! Yeah. After what was the healthcare that got hit so hard?
That was Anthem over in California, which does a lot of the Blue Cross, and happened to hit me as an HP employee.
Yeah. Yep.
So, but it was a great event. This was started by our governor, who is one tough nerd, as everyone knows, and he was there along with a number of other. States as well as the federal government showed up because our state is leading in the war on cyber, the war to institute some cybersecurity, not only for our public-private sectors, but for all of the different industries as well.
Right. So it's exciting.
It was a great conference.
Somebody who has been watching that whole cybersecurity field for many, many years is a gentleman who is with us right now. That's Richard Steen. And Richard, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here, Foster. Yeah. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Richard. Hey, we missed you. I think this was the first time you missed the Cybersecurity Summit.
Yeah, there's so much going on. As you know, Cybersecurity Month, of course, Michigan's got theirs. I think Wisconsin had theirs going on last week.
Yep.
And Cyber Maryland had theirs this week as well.
Everybody. Yeah, there were a lot of people that were, you know, leaving that afternoon to go to other states. So it was interesting. Everybody, well, because it's Cybersecurity Month, and this was, I think, the first time you weren't speaking. You must have been speaking somewhere else.
Yeah, I was speaking at a conference in Washington, the very first Cybersecurity World Summit. Uh-huh. But it was a very small conference, about 150 attendees. But they wanted me to talk on the topic of my book, and it seemed perfect time to launch the book officially at the National Press Club.
By the way,
wow, that was great because there were only about 800 people at the North American Cyber Summit.
Wow. Yeah,
can you believe it? It's getting bigger and bigger every year.
Well, Richard, one of the things that I wanted to talk about was that book launch that you had, There Will Be Cyber War is the name of the book, and I understand it had quite a good reception in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it was a great reception. I was very gratified. A lot of friends showed up from a broad swath of people interested in cybersecurity. There were people from think tanks, a couple of Gartner people, former CIO of the Department of Energy, the CISO for the Navy, and of course some journalists because it was in the press club.
That's excellent. Now, let me gather all this together because we're not going to have as much time as I thought we'd have to talk with you. Although I'm going to take a little more time after the break a little bit. But after all this talk of and all these conferences, we're still hemorrhaging data. This year, it seems, if anything, after all the studies and all the efforts at cybersecurity has been one of the worst for leaks of information. Am I wrong on that, Richard, or is that perception very close?
No, very, very close. And the additional perception that there's no end in sight is true as well.
Yeah.
2016, we'll see just as many, if not many, many more damaging cyber attacks.
Well, there are two types of companies, right? There's the companies that have been hacked, and then there's the companies that will be hacked again. and the problem really is that the bad guys are they only have to find one way in to a company's environment where, we have to protect against all ways in.
Right.
Well, I guess the question comes back, and maybe it's in the minds of some of our listeners right now, is, guys, with all these conferences you're having, it's nice that you're enjoying getting together in these very prestigious places with prestigious names, et cetera, but it doesn't seem to be doing anything. Any dent in this?
How do you know it's not doing anything?
By the number of pieces of data that are leaking. This year being the worst so far.
Think if it wasn't doing anything, then there might be twice as many. You can't tell, and that's the problem.
When we come back, Richard, I want you to get your response to that. And then what I also want to talk about is, how do we train our next generation of cybersecurity experts. So we're going to be talking with Richard Steenen about that. And we got another guest in studio in just a little bit to talk about the future of Detroit and making it maybe the new Silicon Valley, not the old Rust Belt. Welcome back to the Internet Advisor. By the way, on a regular basis, we do this from 4 to 6 every Saturday night. You may not hear us because certain young men dressed in green and white thunder down the football field during this time a lot of times. And the other thing is, their basketball season is coming up, and they're going to be taken to the hardwood floor.
And I think basketball may be just as good as football is this year Michigan State Spartan fans. So that ought to be fun.
But the good news is, I guess, for those of you who are maybe fans of the Internet Advisor, is to know that every week we continue to record this program. As a matter of fact, we have some affiliates around our state that continue to take this program each week. And you can also listen to it on Sunday nights. We post a podcast, which is a recording minus the ads, and you get to listen to the show all over again.
Yeah, download it and listen to ours. Listen to IT and the D.
And many other
M Squared, the Mike and Matt show.
Right. We will talk more about those things, but there's lots of resources for you, and we'll continue to talk with you about them throughout the program. By the way, internetadvisor.net is our homepage. Back to our conversation with Richard Steenen. And Richard, I got to tell you, Richard's an expert in security, has written a number of books. One of them was There Will Be Cyber War. We talked about that. But I have already been chewed on for being an heretic. Richard, during the break by Gary Baker, because the question I asked was, with all these conferences that are going on, we don't seem to have made any dent. We don't seem to have made any dent in the amount of data that's being stolen. If this year, 2015, is any indication, we're hemorrhaging data. Are we really making any kind of headway?
Yeah, and there was a statistic that came out that showed the growth in breaches and, you know, length of time people are breached before they discover it. And part of the question might be, are we just getting better breach disclosure? And are we getting better news coverage of the breaches?
Yeah.
But I think it's all of the above. So the severity of breaches is going up, and the number of targets that the hackers are going after is going up as well.
Mm.
So, Gary's defense, the organizations I talk to every day are doing a fabulous job of defending their networks. They really know what they're doing. They're applying technology. They're getting access to budgets. And they're doing a really, really good job. The ones you read about in the paper are not those.
Yeah. Cal, you had a question, I think.
So then the question I have for you, Richard, in both in Gary's defense and in Foster's defense, is that if we didn't do as good of a job as we're doing right now, by what fold would we have breaches going on now? Would it be twice as many? Would it be five times as many? Just a guesstimate.
10 times as many.
Wow.
Easily.
Yeah, wow. I would agree with Richard. There are companies that are saying, wow, we really have to do something, and we are. The problem is, right, the bad guys are getting better too.
Yeah.
And just because we're getting better doesn't mean that the bad guys aren't getting better just as fast and maybe faster.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was trying to think of an analogy of this. I mean, look what happened to Target Corporation, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they're just barely coming back as it is, and we have another big shopping season coming up. But that is something that the everyday consumer is familiar with. Home Depot got hit, Kmart got hit, but a lot of these companies we've never heard of before, but yet they're in the background. They do the management of all this stuff.
And to be fair, right, with Target, it wasn't Target Direct.
Exactly.
It was a vendor to Target that didn't do what they should have to protect their own network, and Target didn't protect themselves against their own partners.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Thank you.
They breached the HVAC corporate company that works for Target and got in that way.
Yeah.
And so there's all sorts of ways. And that is the problem. The smaller companies have got to get on board now with protection. But just because even a large company, if you think you're doing everything right and we're finding problems faster, we're finding breaches faster, but like as Richard said, maybe we're just finding them faster.
But yes. Richard, I want to get asked another question quickly. Do you have a follow-up, Ed, on that?
No. But I'm going to say, if you want to stay in business, this is what you have to do, basically.
Well, one of the things I want to ask you quickly, because we don't have much time right now, Richard, is you wrote an article for Forbes, which I found interesting. It was called Welcome Back Symantec. And Symantec is a company we used to love to kick around because the antivirus software was just a resource hog.
Well, that's because we used to love them, and then they...
That's right.
And then they disappointed us.
Right.
But that was in 2003.
Well, that's
guys.
What I'm
Come
saying.
On. We got to get over that.
I'm looking at this now, this article which says, Welcome Back Symantec, and tell us what that's about.
Well, I have kicked Symantec around a lot, especially in Forbes. I insisted when they went through several changes of CEOs that they had to work on innovation and not just streamlining operations, that they had to dump the Veritas division. And they finally listened to me. No, I can't take credit for it, but they are dumping the Veritas division, and that'll be final in January.
Yeah, good for them.
And I've been watching them closely because they will come roaring back, and they have to now establish themselves once again as a security leader. I expect acquisitions on their part. That's a role that they used to always play.
Mm-hmm.
And I was quite impressed that they looked at, you know, what was going on out there, and they said, wow, we do not have, you know, an advanced analytic breach detection, advanced malware solution, similar to FireEye. A lot of people know about FireEye. It's a local sandbox, and you take all that malware that's coming in that's custom or zero-day, and you detonate it in that sandbox and then look at what it does and determine if the stuff is good or bad.
Right, right.
And so Symantec, you know, is launching their advanced threat protection that is that sandboxing, but they do it in the cloud. And it's cool because it's no different than what they've had to do for their own antivirus research. Mm-hmm. They're just commercializing it, making it available to their customers. And it can be very easy for existing customers to, you know, quickly take that on because there's no hardware or additional software.
Richard, do you think that means that for consumers, we can, again, begin to trust the name Symantec for our own computers and tablets and things that we're going to protect?
No, because you won't have access to this technology.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is on a macro level, it sounds like.
And well, businesses use them all the time.
Well, and thank heavens for that. You know, they're getting out of, if you will, puttering around in the consumer area and trying to be much more effective on a larger scale.
Well, that goes back to the question that you know, we were talking about earlier about smaller businesses being the breaches and stuff like that. So what is the protection community doing to make sure that they could provide that type of sophistication to all levels of business? Because price becomes an issue.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the most sophisticated technology is being launched for the enterprise first, and then there will be other people to figure out how to turn that into a service, but it'll still be up to us, you know, unless Apple and Dell step up to the plate and actually start, you know, embedding this stuff in their computers, it'll be up to us to search around and find the best stuff, you know, just like you do when you get infected, you start looking for, you know, and you usually find malware bytes and install that, cleans you up, and you're good to go for a few months. And that's going to be the case with some of these new things coming out to protect you.
Richard, just quickly before we step out of here, looking ahead, what kind of training are the new generation of tech experts going to need?
Well, you know, I'm a real fan of vocational kind of education. So you need to get the experience both on the network side for, you know, watching the activities, behavior-based things, net flow analysis, packet analysis. On the endpoint side, sophisticated reverse engineering capability is going to be really, really employable. Tons and tons of opportunity. Unfortunately, the big push is for more STEM education on this. And most of the STEM programs I see focus solely on policy and not on hands-on, you know, get your fingers dirty stuff.
So there, I'm just looking at Ed and Cal because they're hands-on people. The good news is that kind of hands-on experience is really going to become important.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you bet.
Extremely, extremely important. Richard, thanks so much for being with us. Richard Steen has been our guest. We were talking about cybersecurity. And again, it's always fascinating to have you with us. His book is called There Will Be Cyber War, a whole other area of discussion that we could have. But thanks so much, Richard, and have a great week.
Me too.